Seems like very confusing times about the economy, trying to get a read on it. You look at Friday's numbers, you have the Chicago Purchasing Manager Survey, much weaker than expected. But then you look at consumer sentiment, it's much stronger than expected. We've had, seems like the last several weeks, we've had just sort of this sort of conflicting information that seems to be coming out. We saw quotes from Rob Kaplan, the Fed president from Dallas, who says he needs to see more information before he can decide if the economy is backing off or not, whether they need to stimulate. I don't know, but I know who knows. Robert Dye is the chief economist for Comerica and is just uncannily right about these things. Dr. Dye joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, David. Glad to be here.
So, I mean, it seems like we're always seeing conflicting numbers, but maybe more in particular right now. Why does everybody think we need to lower interest rates right now to stimulate an economy that seems to have full employment?
Well, that's a great question, and I'll answer that coming from two different points of view. The one point of view is we can look at just the U.S. economy and where we were, say, late last summer, early last fall, where everything was flashing green. We had best numbers for a generation in some areas, multi-decade best numbers. And it's very clear we've come off of that. And as you pointed out, a lot of the data is mixed, but it's no longer across the board best. In fact, we had, as you know, a fairly weak payroll jobs number for May. Mm-hmm. We have evidence that the housing market is slowing down. We have some evidence that the manufacturing sector is slowing down. So just looking within the U.S. and making that comparison to almost a year ago, pretty big change. The other way to look at it is globally. You know, we're not in this alone. We're just part of a global economy. We depend on our trading partners. Europe is definitely slowing down. Asia, China, and Japan together definitely slowing down. Emerging markets are under some strain as well. So, and that precedes the slowdown in the U.S. That's been going on now for about a year or so. And you know, it's like a very long freight train. The global economy takes a long time to warm up and a long time to cool down. And unfortunately, the momentum on that freight train right now is cooling down.
So is it inevitable then? I mean, economies breathe like human beings are breathing in and out. But that doesn't mean you die when all of a sudden you've exhaled. You take another breath.
Right. It's not inevitable to fall, say, into recession territory at this point. But I think we have to agree that this is a lower growth economy than a lot of us would like. It's not a 4% economy. It's not a 5%. Maybe it's a 2.5% economy. And my analogy is when you're flying closer to the treetops, the downdrafts matter. And we're feeling some downdrafts now. So we really do have to take these very, very seriously in a low-growth economy. And that's why I think the Fed is going to start responding to this, even though, as you correctly point out, we have a low unemployment rate. We have very good numbers in many different directions. But I think the Fed has to respond to the evidence that things are losing momentum.
I mean, the Fed basically has one tool that I see. I mean, they can raise interest rates or they can lower interest rates. I guess they can do some jawboning. But Congress and there are lots of other people out there that have a lot more at their disposal to do to affect the economy.
Well, that's right. I'd say the Fed has three tools. One is the jawboning, the forward guidance. The other is interest rates, what we've been talking about, and also quantitative easing, which is a new addition. But I also think that most economists would agree that you can't fine-tune an economy just on monetary policy, just on what the Fed does. We also have to look on the fiscal side, which is taxing and spending. And there's a story there, too, because we had the nice stimulus from tax reform last year. But going forward, that's really playing itself out. And beyond that, I think we can say that there's some potential for fiscal tightening going forward, because we're coming up in this fall. We're going to see the debt limit debate. We're going to see the budget debate and how Congress handles that in this very contentious political environment. These could develop into, you know, the type of issues that potentially would lead to another government shutdown.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you make a very good point. As always, Dr. Robert A. Dye is the chief economist for Comerica. It's always good to spend time with you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, David, and have a good vacation.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.